This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Walt Disney Corporation today opened its first park in more than a decade. It's in Shanghai. With a price tag of $5.5 billion, it's Disney's biggest and most expensive park. Marketplace's Rob Schmitz looked into whether it's big enough for China's growing consumer class.
You could take the subway to Shanghai's new Disneyland Park. It takes an hour and a half from downtown.
We are now at the terminal station, Disney Resort.
Or you could do what Yang Meng and Dong Yixian did, drive hundreds of miles from rural Shanxi province in a cross-country pilgrimage to Mickey and Friends.
It was totally worth it. We were at the park from 8 in the morning to 10 at night. When we first entered, we couldn't stop staring at everything. It's very well done.
The two scored tickets for the park's soft opening from a friend of a friend who works at the park. Standing outside the park's gates, Yang lugs a shopping bag filled with Mickey Mouse teacups and plates, while Dong cradles a stuffed blue Disney character, Stitch, from the movie Lilo and Stitch, that's the size of a baby panda. This, says Jim McGregor, author of 1 Billion Customers, is a sign that Disney in China is long overdue.
You got to look at the economy of a place and say, are there enough people that have enough money to spend this much to come and do this? And China is well beyond that now. I think it's going to really be a home run.
While profits at Disney's parks in the U.S. have surged by 50% over the past 5 years, revenue at its resorts in Hong Kong, Tokyo, and Paris has been flat. That's why investors are hoping the company's $5.5 billion resort in Shanghai will attract the world's fastest-growing consumer class, people like Maui Jun, who flew in from Beijing. After visiting, though, she says she's through with Shanghai's Disneyland.
The lines are too long. I stood in line for 4 hours for one ride. I've been to Disney's parks in America, so I'm okay with standing in line, but waiting more than 2 hours isn't worth it. But many Chinese have never traveled abroad, so they'll probably enjoy it no matter how long they wait in line.
After all, says Mao, that's life in China. You stand in line at the market, at the train station, for a subway. If you're going to waste your time waiting, you might as well be doing it at the happiest place on earth. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmidt for Marketplace.
But the headlines Disney had hoped for on this opening day in China have been marred by the news from Florida, where the body of a 2-year-old has been found after an alligator attack at a Disney resort there.